The buzzing of bees in early spring is a comforting sound to those concerned about pollinator populations, especially those like Hannah Gaines Day, who have spent their professional career studying them. She's a research scientist at the entomology department at UW-Madison.
Pollinators need food throughout their whole flying season. And so in the earlier in the spring season, when they first emerge from hibernation, there aren't a lot of resources available.
That was the main idea behind NOMO May, a movement first started in the UK, but has been gaining traction in North America. The idea is if people mow their lawns less throughout the month of May, there will be more early spring blooms for the pollinators.
Anytime that you can provide flowers, you're providing resources for bees. So we know from some of our own data that we've collected with the city of Sun Prairie and other data around the state that when you have unmowed areas with flowers, you definitely have more bees, like a higher abundance of bees than in areas where you've mowed, where there are no flowers.
This is the third year the Forest County Potawatomi community has participated in NOMO May for the roughly 20 to 30 acres it typically mows on the government campus in Crandon. Leah Bell is an environmental educator for the tribe.
It was about 2 weeks ago, I looked across and it was all just yellow dandelions. And then there was just this buzz through the whole like lawn and yard of bees, you know, very different types of bees, wasp, beetles, some moths, maybe a couple butterflies. It's a little early for them yet, but you could see kind of like the flowers moving because there were so many pollinators taking advantage of that resource.
Bell says they have two motivating factors in participating in NOMO May. It's about helping pollinators and the environment.
Maybe we don't want to see more dandelions, but it's not always about what we want to see because those bees or beetles or hummingbirds who's ever visiting that food source is also going out and pollinating maybe our fruits and vegetable plants that we eventually are going to consume later on. So it's just taking care of our environment and thankfully, this is a very passive way to do it.
The other part is NOMO May can be a great awareness campaign.
It's highly visible, easy to participate in. It catches people's attention.
That's Ben Kosky. He's the natural resources manager for the Forest County Potawatomi community. He says it can raise people's awareness of the decline in pollinators and maybe also change their mindset of what a lawn needs to look like.
That's the ultimate goal, is to just keep people asking those questions. Why are they doing it? Okay, now that I'm doing it, what else can I do? How else can I help? Just take an initiative to it for our, you know, as a community to better promote the natural world.
Hannah Gaines Day agrees awareness has been one of the most successful aspects of NOMO May. More people are learning about the need for pollinator habitat to benefit declining species. But in terms of actually helping pollinators in your backyard, there are other steps that you can be taking that would be more beneficial. If you have a perfectly manicured lawn without a weed in sight, it doesn't matter how long you let the grass grow. If there are no flowers, it's not going to help pollinators. At the same time, not mowing or even mowing less frequently can help you save on gas and reduce emissions.
So there are other benefits of NOMO May besides providing resources for pollinators. And so I think that's something that people could also think about as well.
Gaines Day says if you really want to help pollinators, planting flowers will give you a bigger bang for your buck. She recommends looking for a variety of native plants that will bloom at different times throughout the growing season.
So in the early spring, you'll see queen bumblebees often, or you'll see what are called mining bees. Those are our earlier bees in Wisconsin. But throughout the season, later in the summer, you'll have maybe some of the beautiful green shiny bees coming out, or some of the sweat bees. And so you want to make sure that you're planning a garden to have something flowering at any given time during the year.
Whether you choose to plant flowers, stop mowing for the month of May, or maybe just mow a little less than you do now. Gaines Day, Bell, and Kosky all hope NOMO May can motivate people to keep the pollinators in mind even after the month comes to an end.
It's a great way to get people starting to think outside of the box. Like, we're helping our pollinators. These things are living in and around us every day. We live with them every day. And if we can think more about them on a daily basis, doing those small things, to help Mother Earth, to help the creatures here, that just it helps the ecosystem overall.
For WXPR's The Stream, I'm Katie Thorson in Forest County.